around, get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
Welcome to the programme. You are listening to Get About with Guide Dogs on the RPH network. If you wish to contact the Guide Dog Association of Victoria, the phone number is 9 854 4444. And this is your presenter, Jackie Stevens, with my faithful guide dog, Katrina. As you recall, last week we spoke to Michael Hingson with his guide dog, Roselle. They were both in the North Tower of the World Trade Centre on September the 11th. We continue now with his story.
Once we got outside, we went. Let me explain what happens when you get to the bottom of the stairs. We walked out into the lobby of the One World Trade Center Tower. From the lobby, we walked into the central enclosed shopping mall, and we were all shunted to one end of the whole complex to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And so once we got outside, we had to walk across the outer plaza area. And we ended up at one corner and across the street and started moving some away from the World Trade Center. We wanted to go to my friend's car, to David's car, which actually happened to be closer to two World Trade Center. And we still didn't know that a second airplane had hit the building at that point. We hadn't been told, and David saw fire up there, but he didn't know that it was from a second airplane.
Right.
So, yeah, we started to go toward his car. We got a block further along, which actually put us fairly close to two World Trade Center, and that's when the building started to collapse. So two collapsed, which was not the one we were in. That was the second one hit.
I've seen several emergency service workers carrying other emergency service workers from the scene. There's a haze everywhere. It's very, very difficult to see, but there has been the whole area has been covered by soot and ash. I said it looks almost like snow. So as people are coming up the street running from the scene of this new explosion,
we have as many of our police and fire personnel as we have down in the southern part of Manhattan, evacuating people, trying to save as many lives as possible. We've been in communication with Governor Pataki, who's gotten the National Guard ready, and they're going to come in and relieve us a little bit later in the day. And we've spoken to the White House, and the urban search and rescue teams will come here also to assist us. But right now, it's the New York City Police and Fire, EMS, that are down there trying to evacuate as many people as we possibly can. And we've asked everyone to leave Lower Manhattan, if they can, on their own, so that it relieves our efforts. And this will be going on all day. It's a horrible, horrible tragedy.
So how did you escape the falling rubble, Michael?
We ducked into a subway, moved around a corner, went into the subway, and waited for about 10 minutes for the air to clear.
So there was lots of ash and things like that flying around.
You could not see anything around you. When the building collapsed and the ash started coming, you couldn't see what the building was doing.
And I suppose Roselle was covered with all the ash and...
Oh, she was a dirty dog.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And I'm sure that she had her share of difficulty breathing like the rest of us, but she did fine.
Right, so then what happened and how did you get home?
So after we left the subway, we started moving again away a little bit further from the buildings, and we saw that by that time that the second tower had collapsed, or two World Trade had collapsed. We moved another block or so, and then one World Trade collapsed, and we avoided the dust cloud from that. And I was trying to call my wife and eventually was able to get to her. So it was about 20 to 11, quarter to 11, it was just a little after, I believe, the second building or one World Trade collapsed that I was able to get to her and tell her that we were indeed okay.
So she'd be very relieved to hear your voice, Michael.
Oh, she was.
And was there lots of panic around or screaming, or how did that affect you both?
Not a lot of screaming. There certainly were people who were running to get away from the buildings as they were collapsing, but then everybody was just going north. It was kind of numbing.
Mm-hmm. And did people discuss about the plane and the terrorists and things like that?
Not really a lot, because I'm not sure how many people knew. No one had a radio. We thought that an airplane had hit one World Trade, or maybe there was a mid-air collision. My wife was the first one to tell me that there were actually terrorist attacks.
Because here in Australia, we were all watching with awe.
Well, I'll bet you were.
And I might say at this point that all the people and all the hearts of the people in Australia are with you, Michael, and the people of America.
the world has changed. It's not just for me or for America. It's changed for all of us. And I think our president put it very well last night. You're either with the United States or you're with terrorists. Because it's now time that, because the world has grown so close, it is now time that people have to work together. And we cannot afford to have that kind of violence in the world.
No, in fact, the next few weeks, there's going to be a lot of things happening around the world.
Oh, I'm sure there are. And it's going to test everybody's faith. It's going to test everybody's courage. And we're all going to have to recognize that this is really a good versus evil situation. And we're going to have to stand firm. Can't have hidden agendas. Everyone is going to have to work and pull together and compromise for the good of everyone.
And in the days that followed, have you had any counselling or anything like that to help you get through? Because it's a very big event that's happened.
No, we've just there's been so much going on. We haven't even had quiet time to ourselves. We're going to mostly disconnect the phones this weekend and just kind of be together, because we haven't had any opportunity to do that. We went out to dinner for the first time tonight and just got away from it. We're going to do some of that this weekend. We've been talking about it. We've been talking about what happened, and in some senses, for the first time, we've really been able to share what each of us had been going through. So we're catching up.
I think that's the thing, that at times like this, you make the most of your moments together.
You bet. Absolutely.
And any effect on Roselle?
You mean the dog who, even though she can put up with 110-story buildings collapsing, doesn't like thunderstorms?
Yeah, something like that.
No, she's doing very well. She's out eating ice cubes right now. We have another dog who we have to keep a lot of fluids in, Linny. And Roselle doesn't understand why ice cubes are so popular, but Linny likes the ice cubes and Roselle likes the ice cubes, so they're both chewing on ice cubes. We call them ice bones.
I see. I must say that Katrina Guide Dog loves ice cubes as well. She, when it gets hot over here, I shoot in and get her a big pile of ice cubes to chomp down.
My wife is just throwing them ice cubes. They much prefer it when she throws them rather than just having a pile on the floor. Thank you very much. We want the attention.
I must say that Katrina likes to swim in the sea over here, but she hates having a bath.
There you go.
So there isn't just one wussy dog. We've got a couple.
Oh, I know. They're all silly. One of the things that the guide dog people told me was, in fact, they deal with the moment. So they do not look at it in the same long term that we do. So she's not processing, oh, this building collapsed, and I'm going to be afraid of that. She was in a situation. She heard a lot of loud noises, but that's gone now.
Right.
She's been in tall buildings ever since. Not quite as tall. We've been up to the 20th floor of buildings, but she's been in buildings, and she does fine. She just goes along and guides.
And what happens now? Have you got any plans? Or?
Well, I'm working and kind of just taking each day and seeing what I'm going to do with my life, see if there are changes or if God leads me to continue to do what I'm doing.
All right. Well, Michael, I'd like to thank you for taking part in our program.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you you having me, and I'd love to get a tape of the whole program when it comes on.
Yes, Michael, we'll send you a copy of the finished product. And once again, thanks for taking part in our program.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
And bye-bye for now, and take care.
I will. You too. Bye.
That was the second part of my interview with Michael Hingson, along with his guide dog, Roselle, who escaped from the World Trade Center building. Michael Hingson is 51, and he and his wife reside in Westfield, New Jersey. If you wish to contribute to the official September the 11th Relief Fund, contact the International Red Cross in your capital city. You have been listening to Get About with Guide Dogs, and this is the program for the Guide Dog Association of Victoria. And if you wish to contact them, the phone number is 9854 4444. Once again, this has been your presenter, Jackie Stevens, with my faithful guide dog, Katrina. My thanks go to my producer, Arthur Stevens. And until next time, catch ya.